Hello, humans! Hello, humans! Hello, humans of the world! It is me, Ellie Krug, filling in for the great Matt McNeil, who is away. And I'm here, though. You have me. My usual show is on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. That's called Ellie 2.0 Radio. But I am filling in. This, and you need to know this, this is my very first live show, I think, since February. It has been a long, long dry spell for me, and I love coming. Love, absolutely coming, love coming and being on the air live on lovely AM 950 because I don't get to do it enough. I don't. And I love interacting with audience members. I mean, my show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, is a taped show, so no interaction. It's just me, like, talking. But now you have me for the next hour or so, give or take, and I would love to hear from you. I would. And you know what we're going to talk about today? We are going to talk about reparations. Yeah, well, I've got some other topics to talk about, but I'm going to throw that out first. Reparations, yes. Reparations to make up for 400 plus years of marginalizing African Americans, for marginalizing enslaved humans. I mean, I guess if you're enslaved, you're automatically marginalized. And for creating significant gaps in terms of wealth and prosperity for people who have black skin in America compared to people who have white skin. By the way, I refer to white people as white colored people because most white people have no idea. They don't believe that white is a color. They believe that white is base or normal. And so, and if you have a different color skin other than white, well, you're other. Okay, so that's our topic for today. And so I'm throwing out this prompt, okay? I would love to hear from you. Are you in favor of paying reparations to African Americans where they can trace their descendancy from enslaved people, which, you know, I mean, you know, we can get into all kinds of blood tests and percentage tests and all of that. And by the way, we in America, we are used to doing that. The Native American community does that regularly. I mean, and the subject of reparations, that is like paying money, like, you know, giving something of consideration, of great consideration, to people that are behind financially. And I'm going to give you some statistics in a second. But I would love to hear from you, listeners. You can call in at 952-946-6205. I would love to hear from you about this topic of reparations. Are you in favor of it? Are you opposed to it? Do you know what it's about? When, you know, are you reading up on it? You know, let's give me a call. I would love to hear from you because, again, I don't ever get to talk to listeners whatsoever. Hold on, need to take a quick drink. You know, we in America right now, we are living through history. We are, right here. It turns out that Minneapolis is ground zero. What do you know about that? But we are living through history. I mean, this is like 1968 combined with 1941, combined with 1860 and then 1865, combined with 1776. It is. It is that big for us. I mean, you got to feel it. And I'm feeling it for sure. And, you know, for those of you who don't know what I do, I mean, regularly, I am a speaker on human inclusivity across America. I help teach people how to get along with each other better. And let me tell you, since Paul Floyd's murder, my email and phone have been ringing off the hook. Because right now, in America, we're going through this thing called the Great Awakening. I don't know if you follow Van Jones on CNN, but he's coined that phrase. Maybe he got it from somewhere else, but I'm going to give attribution to Van Jones. We are living, particularly white-collar Americans, living through a Great Awakening of understanding what it means to have skin color other than white right now. And there's a lot of white-collar Americans that are like, hey, we have baked structural racism into the system, and we need to do our part to get it out. Okay, so I want to hear from you. The idea of reparations, I'll give you some stats in a second. 952-946-6205. Hold on, here's the drink. Okay, so, of course, now I have to cough after that. How do you like that? Maybe there's a reason I'm not live more often. So let's begin with a couple of things. First of all, let's begin understanding that beginning in 1619, I mean, we can go back even 200 years before that because Christopher Columbus started to enslave humans. He started to enslave people in the Caribbean as soon as, you know, he and his fellow conquistadors, or however we want to call them, got started. Excuse me. But let's just stick with 1619 when the first enslaved Africans came to the U.S. Between 1690 and 1887 when we had the Constitution, you know, we've got more than, well, that's about 160, 170 years, however you want to count it, of, you know, of enslaving humans, of white people, white colored people, building a country on the backs. This is just as the Constitution's getting embodied, on the backs of enslaved black colored humans, enslaved Africans, and then their descendants. Now, I mean, you have to understand when people were born into slavery, first of all, they were considered property. All enslaved humans were considered property and not humans. So hold on a second. Sorry. You know what? Maybe there is a reason I'm not live. So but will you think about that? Considered property. So people who owned enslaved humans paid a tax, like property tax, like you pay for your automobile to get your automobile registered. You're paying a tax, and they paid a tax just as they paid tax for livestock, as they paid tax for large capital items like wagons and stuff like that. They paid taxes on enslaved humans. The Constitution gets embodied. We go forward, and in the Constitution, it's written that slavery could continue to exist. That is, the importation of enslaved humans could continue until 1820, and that's exactly what happened. But slavery did not end in 1820. All that that meant was it became illegal to import enslaved humans into the U.S. It did not mean that you could not continue to have enslaved humans. You know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they had enslaved humans on their farms, plantations, estates. And it did not mean that you could not make money off of the sale of enslaved humans. And so, if you go to Montgomery, Alabama, there's a place in Montgomery. So Montgomery was a big trading center in the South. It had a role in the Confederate government in the South. There is, a Confederate White House in Montgomery. It was also – Montgomery, Alabama was a slave hub. And so for the selling of enslaved humans. And if you go to Court Square in Montgomery, Alabama, you will find a placard there. And the placard reads something to the effect that in 1850, there were seven auctioneers in town and four slave depots, four places where enslaved humans were sold. And that, you know, enslaved humans, just along with livestock and other things, were lined up where people could inspect them for their teeth, complexion of their skin, their hair, height, muscular build. And in 1850, an enslaved human brought $1,500 for sale. If they were an artisan, you know, had a special craft, they were $3,000. But let's just stick with the $1,500. And that was in 1850. In 2020, $1,500 $1,500 is $49,000. So it gives you an idea of how valuable it was in the 1800s, 1850s, to be selling enslaved humans. And so during all that time, I mean, enslaved humans are creating, wealth. They're farming. They're clearing places for plantations and farms. And heck, they help build the White House. They're doing all kinds of manual labor where somebody's getting paid, for the fruits of their labor, but it was not the enslaved humans. They were not getting paid whatsoever. All right, I'm going to continue this after we take our break, but, I would really love to hear from you because I'm working my way towards reparations, towards paying African Americans money or something else of great value, whatever we figure out, to make up for how we took advantage of them. So the number, again, is 952-946-6205. I would love to hear from you because, again, I'm live. I don't get to do it very often. Of course, I get to cough on live air as well. So when we come back from our break, we'll pick up the conversation. Well, right now it's a one-person conversation on reparations. You're listening to me, Ellie Krug. If you like what you hear, visit my website at elliekrug.com. That's E-L-L-I-E-K-R-U-G. If you want, you can email me at ellijkrug@gmail.com. And give us a call, 952-946-6205. We will be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Laura. These are indeed confusing times. So much of our life, education, business, meetings have moved online, yet not everyone has internet access. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is here for everyone. Radio reaches people without internet. In fact, radio reaches more Americans than any other platform. 92% of U.S. adults listen to radio every week. Radio connects. If you know some organization, maybe a religious or civic group, seeking to engage and knows that a Zoom call costs money and does not reach everyone, consider a taped or live broadcast on AM 950. Perhaps a virtual not-so-silent auction, recovery support, spiritual support, business networking, poetry slam. If you want to learn more about creating a live or taped message on AM 950, call 952-946-8885 or email Laura at am950radio.com. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, here for everyone.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drinkin' the Style, Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 5. You know, we're all sitting at home right now, and chances are you've noticed a thing or two that you wish you could change. Well, the Habitation Design staff is here to help. Right now, we're offering free virtual interior design services. It works like this. You guys are home, we're all at home. Let's schedule a virtual walkthrough of your space. Using FaceTime, Zoom, or Skype, one of our degreed professional interior designers will take a look, tell you precisely how to measure your room, then provide you with specific product recommendations, a design plan, and everything you need to make your space beautiful and functional. So we've all got the time. Why don't we take advantage of it? Call Habitation at 952-426-3548. That's 952-426-3548 and schedule your virtual design appointment today.
Taking prescription medication should not be a scary task. The staff at St. Paul Corner Drug makes certain you know everything about your prescription medication before you leave the pharmacy. Knowing what to expect and when and how to take your prescriptions gives you the confidence to safely take your medication and maintain good health. Should additional questions arise, we are here to help sort things out. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be, at stpaulcornerdrug.com.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
And we're back on AM 950. Ellie Krug here sitting in for the wonderful Matt McNeil. No way that I could ever fill Matt's shoes, but, you know, I'm just trying. If you we're talking about reparations, call in at 952-946-6205. And I've got Steve on the line from Minneapolis. Steve, you want to? What's your thoughts about reparations?
Well, first, hello.
Hello.
Well, we have to do something. Matt is often fond of saying the least we can do. Well, in my mind, the least we can do is reconfigure how we fund schools so minority kids get the same chance as the kids in the suburbs.
I agree with that 100%. That's for sure. How would you reconfigure them?
Well, the one thought is, and believe it or not, I heard this first from Jesse Ventura, is rather than doing it through property taxes, do it through the state. So every student has the same number of dollars available to them. But whatever we do, I guarantee you 40 acres and a mule would have been a lot cheaper.
Well, you know, that's very interesting because that's exactly true. I mean, the Homestead Act was passed in 1868 to open up the Midwest and the close to West. And it allowed white color settlers 160 acres of land if they went and they homesteaded. But African-Americans were barred from that. They could not participate in homesteading. They were absolutely barred. So you have, you know, the Civil War ends, a whole group of people, more than 4 or 5 million African, you know, what then were African Americans, who are out of work because obviously they're living in the South. Their ability to go and make a living because the Southern economy was devastated. They are not giving anything by the government in terms of the ability to start over. And, there's an article, a wonderful piece called What is Owed by Nicole Hannah Jones of the New York Times that came out in the New York Times Magazine over the weekend, in which, you know, she calculated, or not she, but others have calculated that from 1868 to 1934, the federal government gave away 246 million acres in 160-acre tracts, which constituted nearly 10% of all the land of the nation. They gave that to 1.5 million families, but they've calculated out that 46 million American adults today, or 20% of America, in some way descend from those homesteaders. So you are absolutely right, Steve. And I really appreciate you having called in about that. So thanks. I'd love to hear from other listeners at 952-946-6205. What do you think about this reparations idea? And when I talk about that, okay, when I talk about reparations, what this means is it's going to cost. I mean, it's not like, oh, well, we'll take the money out of somewhere else and we're going to create some kind of a, you know, program to compensate African Americans for all of the, you know, hundreds of years of marginalization. No, it's going to cost all of us, including me. It's going to cost us in the form of higher taxes. So, are you willing to pay an extra, I don't know, $20 out of your paycheck so that that money in turn can go to help lessen the wealth gap? Because there is a huge wealth gap that exists between white Americans and people of color, but particularly African Americans. It's a huge wealth gap. So I'd love to hear from you and give you an example. Here in the Twin Cities, according to a money report, here in the Twin Cities, Planet Money Report, thank you. Here in the Twin Cities, 2/3 of white families own their homes, but only 1/3 of African American families own their homes. You know, and think about this, okay? So, you know, sadly, mom and dad pass away. You and your sister, inherit a house in St. Louis Park that maybe has $200,000 worth of equity in it, And guess what? Now you and your sister each have $100,000. You're going to go, and I mean, maybe you're going to pay off a kid's college education. Maybe you're going to invest it in stocks. Maybe get a big return on the stock market. Maybe you're going to save it. Maybe you're going to pass it on to your kids. That is how this process works. And if African-American families, they don't have homes, or if they have the homes that are in lower appreciating neighborhoods, which is the case, they don't accumulate wealth that way. All right. I've got a call in from Lawrence in Mendota Heights. Lawrence, what do you think about this reparations thing?
Well, I think I've stated this before, but I'll state it again. You guys, first of all, let's get the mindset of some kind of monetary reward. The biggest reward is to have a transformation of the human mind and the human spirit for all Americans. And you can do that by, first of all, declaring that the KKK is a terrorist organization, even if it requires an amendment to the Constitution. That's number one. Number two, removal, and they're already doing this, removal of all Confederate statues and flags from government and public property. Number three, they're already doing this in some states, 27 to be exact. There are amendments to their state constitution to make Juneteenth a national holiday. And lastly, number four, we need to fast track all vetted, that means vetted, discrimination lawsuits, racial discrimination lawsuits, through the court system, fast track, just like they did George Floyd case when he died. They were fired immediately. The investigation started immediately. Not the usual wait for the EEOC 6 weeks to get your paperwork done. Nope. Those are the reparations that are most important to us. We're African Americans, we don't need your money. We don't care about your money. What we care about is respect. And lastly, here's the outcome. If Trump gets reelected, we can have, there's going to be two outcomes for blacks, either reparation or separation. And I think that's where we're going to go.
Okay, Lawrence. Well, I really appreciate that. And I love the perspective building. And thanks for that. And, I think all of those things that you've just talked about are tremendously necessary. I don't think that closes the wealth gap whatsoever. But I will also echo what you said. November 3rd, everyone, is an incredibly, incredibly important date. Everyone should have that circled on their calendars. Everyone should be making plans on how to vote, either in person or by mail. And everyone should be telling everyone else in their life that they need to go vote. It is that critical for our country. So, all right, give me a call at 952-946-6205. I'd love to hear from you. I'm loving hearing from listeners. I am. So, all right, when we come back from our break, we'll talk more about reparations. I'll throw some more statistics and data at you. And I absolutely would love to hear from you. Ellie Krug here, filling in for the wonderful Matt McNeil. We'll be back in a minute.
I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Crooner's Supper Club is leading the Twin Cities back to live performances this summer with two new distance-safe outdoor dinner show options. The popular Lakeside Drive-In concerts will continue with new shows added throughout the summer. And not to be outdone, Crooner's is also introducing a new Lakeside Cafe in its outdoor patio space designed to offer a more intimate, distance-safe outdoor dinner show experience. So head to Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 this summer for some delicious food and great music. Make your reservations now at croonersmn.com.
The Minnesota Army National Guard salutes the high school graduating class of 2020. We recognize all of your hard work and the resilience you've demonstrated during this historic time for our country. Those are the traits of a great citizen soldier. You can continue to stand out and be a leader in your community as a soldier in the Minnesota Army National Guard. Learn more about the benefits of part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067. Or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
And we're back on AM 950. Ellie Krug here. I'm usually on Monday mornings on Ellie 2.0 Radio from 7 to 8 a.m., but I've been requested to fill in for Matt McNeil, and, you know, that is a hard request to turn down. So here I am on a Wednesday, hot Wednesday afternoon, filling in for the mighty Matt. And I am trying to throw at you the subject of reparations. We've had a couple of great callers in with comments about it. But the subject of reparations for African Americans to make up for 400 plus years of marginalization by white collar Americans. You know, the typical black household today is poorer than 80% of white households. In the Twin Cities right now, the median income of a white family is in the Twin Cities is $84,459. That compares to the median black family income that's less than that. Median black family income in the Twin Cities is $38,178. Now, we've heard this phrase structural racism being thrown around. I mean, it's become quite the vogue to at least talk about structural racism. The thing is that structural racism, it's very difficult to look at the outside of an organization and say, oh my goodness, there's racism going on here. It's hard to see that from the outside. But when you start looking at numbers and you start looking at data, you get an idea that racism is baked into the system. And if you do not have white color skin, that you are at a disadvantage here in Minnesota and in America as it relates to earning a living, of course, as it relates to interacting with law enforcement. We know that for sure. As it relates to education, the average black college graduate in America makes the equivalent of what a white American with a high school diploma makes. We're talking about on the average. And so, and even as it relates to African Americans who are making six figures, the odds are that they are living in neighborhoods where the vast majority of people in that neighborhood are not earning anywhere close to six figures. Unlike with white color Americans, you earn six figures, you're moving up into a whole different zip code, whole different neighborhood. And so the whole subject about reparations is that we need to make up for a lack of wealth. And, you know, and for example, I assume most of you know this, that the GI Bill that, you know, helped our GIs after World War II, you know, helped them with pay for their education. They gave them low interest loans for housing through FHA. They gave them a number of different other benefits. Do you know that African-American veterans did not qualify for those benefits? Again, we didn't give them a chance. I mean, everywhere that African-Americans turned to get at least an equal footing, to get that, they were denied in America. And frankly, it wasn't until 1964 with the Civil Rights Act where African-Americans across the country had the opportunity at least to start voting and vote for politicians that were at least trying to look out for their interests. So, you know, the question of reparations, that is, you know, taxation in the country and giving grants of money to African-Americans so that they can invest that money, go buy housing, go buy better housing than what they have, go get a better education, go put their kids in private schools like white colored people do to avoid some of the ills of public education. I'm way more in favor of dismantling public education and changing it so that every child, regardless of the color of their skin, is going to get a good education. And it's possible. It's absolutely possible to do that. We just have to have the will. And we have to have the dollars, which means, all right, listeners, are you willing to spend an extra $20 a month for it to come out of your paycheck to get a fairer economic system for African Americans and other people of color so that everybody is going to get a better shot at achieving the American dream? I want to hear from you. Are you willing to spend an extra $20? It might be $40 a week out of your paycheck. 952-946-6205. I'd love to hear from you on that topic. I would. So, okay. I have other topics I could talk about. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'd love to hear also what people think of Iowans. Now, Patrick, the phones are going to light up all over the place, okay? I'm an Iowan, and I am missing my home. I've lived here in Minnesota for 10 years. And, you know, I like Minnesota. It's just fine. But I'm missing Iowa and Iowans as well. I think that there are huge differences between the two states. And I think there are huge differences between the two populations. Part of it owes to the fact that Iowans, I'm making a very broad statement here, are always apologizing for being Iowans. They are. There's a mentality in Iowa that the state is just kind of second rate. And people are like, you know, we're sorry that you had to move here kind of thing. And I'm always, whenever I hear that, I'm always like, why are you saying that? Iowans are really decent people. They'll give you the shirt off their back. And, you know, they will invite you over to their house multiple times. And so Iowa, there's just something about Iowans. Anyway, I wanted to throw at least something, some levity out there because, you know, this reparations idea is very tough. So tell me what you think about the difference between Iowans and Minnesotans. Something simple. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. You know, I know right before me that Brett was talking about what's going on in our presidential world right at the moment. Before I came in into the show, I saw that President Trump has said that he believes that the phrase Black Lives Matters is a hate phrase. He said that. And apparently in New York City, they're getting ready to paint Black Lives Matters on Fifth Avenue in front of the Trump Tower, which I don't know if it could get more poetic than that. But, you know, have you come to understand that this phrase Black Lives Matter is a special phrase? Yes, all humans matter, et cetera, et cetera. But But this is about recognizing and understanding this thing I've been talking about since I sat down, about how America has historically undervalued. We're not valued at all. People with black colored skin, African Americans. And this is why Black Lives Matter is so important, why it has become the lightning rod as far as an organization, because it is an organization. There are more than 40 chapters across the world of Black Lives Matter, and that it's become the lightning rod for white America to finally understand what has happened, what we have done. It's kind of like waking up from a dream and saying, oh, my God, how the heck did we get here? Well, I'll tell you how we got here. We got here because white color people like other white color people. They like white color skin. Many, not all, but many favor white color skin over other skin colors. And then we go from there. We're baked in from there. Give me a call at 952-946-6205. I'd love to hear what you think. I mean, it's not like Ellie Krug's got all the answers. You know, I'll be the first to say that. And it's also, I'll be the first to say that sometimes I make mistakes, sometimes I overstate. Yeah, I get people that email me and say, you just overstated something. That's fine. I get that. But, you know, okay, I've got Kim about wants to talk about Iowa. Go ahead, Kim. Are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Is this
Hi.
Hi. Is this Kim or is it Lindsay?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Kim. What do you want to say about Iowa?
Oh, I am from Iowa, and I just wanted to commiserate with her about this.
Okay. Well, this is Ellie. This is you are actually talking to Ellie. I sound like a dude.
Oh, that's hi,
the,
Ellie.
That's
yeah.
The, don't worry. It's the problem with
I can go
noise.
Ahead then.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm on the air.
Yep. You are. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just couldn't hear you very well. Okay, yeah, I can understand what you're saying. I love Minnesota, but I might need to move back to Iowa just to be closer to family. But it's a political question, and I'll see what happens in November, whether Iowa becomes a little more liberal, perhaps, back to its purple roots. There are three things that I wish that Minnesota – Iowa does much better. Number one, Iowa is much better at controlling billboards than Minnesota. I hate those billboards.
Okay.
Number two is figuring out election districts, so there's no gerrymandering in Iowa. And third is, in such an environmentally conscious state as Minnesota, it's surprising that there isn't anything like a bottle and can deposit here. All of those things Iowa does better than Minnesota. Also, Iowa has, for years, Iowa has been ahead of the curve in terms of the whole country, in terms of civil rights. I mean, there was a civil rights law in Minnesota or in Iowa in 1875 before there was a national civil rights law and so forth. I'm going to throw that out there. In terms of reparations, I don't know what to say about that. I'm still learning about that issue, and I don't really, until I have more information, I don't really want to say anything about that.
Okay. Well, that's all right. How long have you lived in Minnesota?
Since 2013.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think you and I both long for some of the stuff that, the same stuff from Iowa, and so I really appreciate you giving me a call. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, have a great day. Okay, I've got Flo on the line. Flo, what do you want to talk about, Iowa or reparations?
Neither one. Ellie, you really got me going. There's an issue where you are absolute ultra-right red. Not only do I not like Trump, but I don't like anything and anyone in his administration, especially Betsy DeVos.
Okay.
I believe in public education.
Okay,
and
Flo?
They have set about to absolutely destroy education, destroy the public schools, and use the excuse and moniker of choice.
Okay, Flo, I've got to take a break. If you want to hang on, I'll be happy to talk with you after the break. Listeners, you're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for Matt McNeil. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, if Flo is still on the line, we'll talk to you, Flo. If not, give me a call, 952-946-6205. Thanks. Bye.
If your appliances have been limping along, or maybe you just wish they were so you could finally get that upgrade, now is the time to buy with Warner's Stellion. Factory shutdowns are causing shortages in some categories, but Minnesota's own Warner's Stellion has thousands of appliances in stock, including special buys no one else has. Plus, save an exclusive 5% with your Warner's card. You'll still enjoy free delivery and haul away by our trusted specialists. There won't be a better time, so don't wait. Save in-store or online at WarnerStellion.com.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with EatLocalMinnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, EatLocalMinnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. Cafe Latte's award-winning gourmet cafeteria has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity, so come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, they still have online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards at CafeLatte.com. That's Cafe Latte, located off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. Crooner's Supper Club has two great options this summer for enjoying live music from a safe distance. Their Lakeside Drive-In Concerts, enjoyed from the comfort of your car, and the brand new Lakeside Cafe with sheltered table seating for couples and parties of four. It's a more intimate, distance-safe way to enjoy great food and top-name Twin Cities performers in the open air. That's Crooner's off Moore Lake and Highway 65. Reservations at croonersmn.com.
Now is the time to replace your appliances. Despite factory shutdowns, Warner Stellion has thousands of appliances in stock and ready for free professional delivery. Plus, save an exclusive 5% with your Warner's card. Shop in-store or at WarnerStellion.com.
Hi, Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz here. We're in an unprecedented battle against the COVID-19 virus. The state of Minnesota is doing everything possible to keep you safe, but we need your help. We need you to stay home, flatten the curve on COVID. Let's get through this thing together.
Hi, Alex of Better Futures Minnesota. Does your business or organization need janitorial services, lawn care, or snow services? Obtain a free, no-obligation estimate from Better Futures Minnesota when you mention that you heard about us on AM 950. Our supervised, hardworking, and affordable crews will handle your interior and exterior building and property maintenance needs while you help men in your community transform their lives and walk on a positive path to success. It's a win-win. To learn more, go to betterfuturesminnesota.com under Business Services.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
And we're back on AM 950. Ellie Krug sitting in for the magical Matt McNeil. Flo, are you still on the line?
Absolutely.
Okay, Flo, you did great. So before we took our break, you were tearing into Betsy DeVos and education.
Yes.
I agree with you. She is, doing a heck of a job of dismantling our education system.
Yeah, which is precisely why I absolutely take issue with you. That your position is kind of ultra right, and I take the progressive view.
What position of mine is ultra right?
Defunding public education and sponsoring so-called school choice, which is Trump and Betsy DeVos' position of charter schools, private schools, and parochial schools paid for by the taxpayer. Not one dime, Ellie.
You know, Flo, you got me to go to
fund public education and free and open to all.
Okay, Flo, you've got me mistaken with somebody else. I mean, I'm not talking at all about defunding education. I'm talking about changing it, making it more equitable. We've got to actually put more money into our education system. That's why it's going to cost a whole lot more money in taxes for a whole lot more people. That's what I'm talking about. So you've got me mistaken with someone else, okay? But listen, I've really enjoyed talking to you, and thanks a lot, and have a great day. Okay, so listeners, we are here. I've got my last 6 minutes left of being able to talk to real humans. Give me a call at 952-946-6205. I would love to hear from you. And we've been talking about reparations. I also threw out like the little teaser about Iowa. It was really great to hear from Kim from Iowa. Hey, Kim, good to hear from you. I know there are a lot of Iowans up here in the Twin Cities. And Kim, it was very interesting to hear you say that you're thinking about going back to Iowa, but you have to wait to see what the election is. I agree. You know, I agree that so much is riding on November 3rd of 2020. I mean, I think the future of our country, literally, and I don't think I'm overstating it, the future of our country rests on that date. And what scares me to death are all these polls that are coming out that are saying Joe Biden is up by X or up by Y. Oh, Trump's never going to get reelected. I heard James Carville, you know, the great political pundit, James Carville, who, you know, 8 or 9 months ago was saying, you know, the Democrats are never going to be able to pull it out for 2020. I heard him over the weekend say Trump is sunk. Trump's never going to get reelected. I mean, my God, why would James Carville commit that cardinal sin of saying that? Because what it does is it causes people who do not want to go vote. They're like, oh, I don't need to go vote. It's like all done. Guess what? 70,000 Democrats didn't go and vote in 2016 in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and Ohio. And guess what? That was the election over. And so we have to go out. We have to get the ballots, you know, do the absentee, do whatever. You got to vote, and you got to get everybody in your life to vote. Do not let them to wait it out. You got to knock on doors. You got to do the texting. You got to get them on November 3rd or beforehand. You've got to get them to go out and do their thing. They've got to vote, because if we don't, it is just not going to be good for us, everyone. You know, I'm a transgender person, if you haven't figured that out, with the deep voice, but the name Ellie Krug. My community is tremendously at risk if 2020 goes the wrong way. Okay, I've got Bernie from Northeast Minneapolis. Bernie, you got like 3 minutes. What do you want to talk about?
Some people in Iowa. I used to do antique shows down there, and I must say, anyone or most people who came to the antique shows were very knowledgeable about what they were looking at, about what they were talking about. I must say, I did not find that in other areas, including Minnesota.
Huh. That's very interesting. Well, you know, Iowa's got this heck of a education system down there. They really do. So, you know, okay, that's were they friendly?
They were friendly, but they were also very tight-fisted.
Okay. Well, I could see how that might get on your nerves. Okay, well, Bernie, thanks for calling. I've got Deborah from Minneapolis. Deborah, you have 2 minutes. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I went to high school in Iowa, Cedar Falls, but it's a right-to-work state, which is not good. But also, there's a book that you need to read, The Color of Law by Richard Rothstein, Rothstein. That's a must-read for you. And also, I think public education should be free, and also college should be free. And I think that it should not beyond the property taxes, because that's what's killing us here, and that's what's making it unequal. And I think we should have all should have one payer health care right now, especially now. I meant even before. But I think that would make things more equal, and I think the rich should pay taxes, and also the big multinational companies, they should be paying. I could go on.
Okay, but Deborah, thank you. I really love the laundry list, and I agree with all of you, all of what you said, and I'll check out Color of the Law. So thanks so very much for calling in. Okay, well, listeners, we're down to my last minute and a half here, and so... you know what? I love it that people called in. I love hearing from people about talking about Iowa. So Iowa is heavily on my mind. It is on these days. It really is. So that is, I'm going to go back and actually visit Iowa in a couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to doing that. All right. Well, I guess the last thing I would say to you before we've got to take the break or I've got to leave is this. Ask yourselves this. What good thing can you do to change the world today? What good thing? Is there a young person that you should reach out to and tell them that you care about them? That would be really great. Because right now, many of our young people, the messaging that they are getting is that they do not matter. I'm a boomer. We have screwed this up so much for our young people. And so we need to do our part to let them know that we care about them, and then we need to put our money where our mouth is, and we need to fix this sucker, because we have screwed it up big time. Okay, I've loved being on the show, filling in for Matt McNeil. It's been great for you calling. I appreciate that you did that. If you want to, visit my website at elliekrug.com. Email me at ellijkrug@gmail.com. Follow me at Twitter, @ElliKrug. I would love for you to follow me at Twitter. I'm trying to get my up to 1,000 followers. I'm like 10 shy. And everyone, stay good, stay healthy, and maybe I'll be back in 6 more months. Who knows? Takes care. Bye-bye.